Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
My, we've been blessed one more time to come before you. I'm excited because it's all about sharing a point of view, but this is our happy hour talk. So we're going to take this opportunity to be happy and enjoy what God has blessed us to be in the place we're in, because we're getting to see one more day. So, you know, I'm just so excited, man, because it's a blessing, as I said. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Happy Hour Talk, where I'm asking you to join me and for a cocktail, if that's what you want to take, a libation. Along with some conversation about happy things. So being able to come before you on this interactive platform, we want you to be a part of it. Before we really get started, we're going to play a cut that we don't have the rights. We don't own the rights to it. But we like to play it because it's all about cooling in a cool moment. Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, Then you have YouTube, which is a Smithway Enterprise 501. Those are the networks you can catch up with us and be a part of it and be like, if you join us on one of those networks, send me a thumb up, send me a heart. Thank you for sending that heart up right there. We're going to say shout out to Nisi Booker. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We also have, let me roll down because I'm moving pretty fast here. Thank you, Xavier. So how about brother? My brother, I'm assuming your brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. We're in Greenville, Alabama. So wherever you are, check us out. Just go to ZetaPhiSigmaGreenville@gmail.com or check us out on this network. We also want to make sure we share with you that we have On Demand episodes and we air them on Instagram. True. See on Instagram is @president.drlorizabethsmith. Truth is WDSW Radio, the Internet Station 23. Tumblr, and that's @drlosmith-blog, which X formerly Twitter @LorenzaDSmith15, and TikTok Live, you have @DrLDalbertoSmith, along with our YouTube channel. Check it out. We need you to subscribe and support. Give a shout out to Shelly. Shelly is joining us. Thank you so much, Shelly. And I thank you for sitting. I'm trying to see like an apple. Thank you. We really appreciate that. Go to WDSW, the internet station number one. We're number one. Has listeners and watchers in 43 countries and on six continents. So we're being broadcast all over the world. And we want you to let us know where you are. You know, you can type in where your location is. We will appreciate you. You can get one that you used to be in. We're fine. We just want to get the location of where our listeners and watchers are listening or watching us from. Because it will be very interesting as we see for. Continue to send the hearts up. Thank you so much. And that's Nisi Booker. Thank you so much. Says she liked the live. And I appreciate that. Because we want to make it available. Now, let's see if you know someone or yourself. You got a business and you want to come on and broadcast in 43 countries, along with six continents, you can. All you have to do is type down your name and the contact information for me. And if you know any friends that are interested in, you know, just let them know. And they can email me at LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. As we move forth to kind of finalize our promo, we want to tell you that we have an opportunity for you to register to with WDSW Radio giveaways. And what we give away is we're paying for a hotel stay. Varies from 3 nights to 4 nights till 5 nights and 6 days. It's 3 nights, 4 days, 5 nights, 6 days. Internationally, we're wrapping off as well as nationally. So we need to get your name in. And also, we're giving what we call love offerings. And those love offerings will come through one of these cash transactional means. And that's Cash App. Send your name with a Cash App. Is that PayPal? Same thing apply. One of the vendors. And Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And finally, we want you to sow a seed in supporting us of $1. All we ask is $1 that you sow a seed to work with the radio station by sending it to Cash App, $ LorenzaDSmith. Thank you so much for supporting what we're doing. So let's get started with our show tonight. The title is Relationships, Are You Thriving or Struggling? And that's a question I want each of you to take an opportunity to think about. In your relationship, are you thriving or struggling? Now, it's a difference between striving and thriving. We know we say we're trying to get there. But when you're thriving, you have accomplishing a task will help you understand where you're going life, families. We should know that we're thriving in our families. We need to know what it takes to thrive in our family relationship. Same with our friendship. We need to know what it takes so we can be thriving. Our work relationships, our community relationship, our organization relationship, our church relationship. Are you thriving or struggling just to stay close to the point where you can be successful? The idea is for you to be successful. We're going to share some things with you tonight. Hopefully it will help you kind of put things in the right perspective. We want you to be interactive. You have an opportunity right on each one of the networks to type and send comments back. Just don't sit there idle, quiet. Don't jump on, get off. Stay long enough to write down a comment and let me know. Give a shout out to Linda that's joined us. James, is that Galvin 79? Thank you, Madame Butterfly. Thank you for taking time to join us. Let's start out with the first topic. What is thriving in a relationship? That's the question I want you to think about. What is thriving in a relationship? We want to focus on this by giving you this answer. Thriving in a relationship is ultimately a successful relationship. In other words, you're winning. See, when you're thriving, you're winning. A successful relationship is one where both partners slash mates feel loved, supported, and able to communicate needs to their partner or mate. The ideal is to work together. See, a successful relationship is that you're working together. It's not unbalanced. See, some say you have some imbalanced situation, but unbalanced, that you're carrying most of the load and other people is kind of got 20% in and 80% out, or 80% in and 20% out. You still don't have 100% in there. So if you're thriving in a relationship, you're working toward goals, whatever your goals may be. The goal may be where you feel love. The goal could be support. Goals will be able to communicate. Improving as you go. See, when you're thriving, you improve as you go. You just don't be stuck on just I'd arrive here. So now what do I need? You need to continue to work. You need to invest in your relationship skills. Too many times we think we have the answer. Sometimes we think that we do this, we don't have to move forward. But to be successful in your relationship skills, especially if you're struggling, you've been toxic relationship, you must seek support through counseling or therapists. You need to see somebody that can help you put everything back on the right track. Because if you let it off in the ditch, it's going to be hard for you to operate that vehicle. Even if you get out, you got to have help to get you out. You need the support so you can be successful. See, a thriving relationship by definition involves growth and living life together fully. See, when a relationship includes you being around someone by yourself, you cannot be solo and be in a relationship. But one of my co-hosts on one of our shows that came on a Wednesday night, and it might have been Tuesday night, Dr. Lowe's show, and she said that most people struggle and can't be successful in a relationship and because they are toxic themselves. If you have a toxic relationship with yourself, thriving relationship with your partner or your mate. See, you want to grow. See, thriving is getting better. Thriving is putting hard work in. Thrive is enjoying the life which includes peace, joy, and love. See, also when you look at thriving in a relationship, it requires you to challenge each other. See, we can get challenge you to be better. Challenging each other result in a healthy outcomes. That's why you want to be able to be thriving. You want to have the best and the most successful relationship you can have. See, a healthy outcome, when it is done and received above, it says none but success. In other words, you're now thriving. Truly want you to think about that. So that's a little hard. I really appreciate life to be fine. We're going to take it. But we also want to support our sponsors. We have an awesome group of sponsors that we try to make sure we give them shout-outs so they'll come back again. We want to give a shout-out to TriStat LLC. That's Mr. William Scott. And we thank him for being a part of what we're trying to do here. So slowly as I stroll through my board to make sure I can get him up running, truly, TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Well, shout out to Mr. William Scott and TriStat LLC. Is a consulting firm that meets your need. If you have some research need to be done, you can hire his team to research whatever you need to put into your grant, get the data you need. If you need to administrate your grant, he can help you put a report together. His team can do that. He also can train your staff. He can train your managers, your leaders. This is what TriStat is all about. Give Mr. William Scott a call, and you can at 334-320-5438. He has two offices, one in Selma, Alabama, and an office in Montgomery, Alabama. So, Mr. Scott, keep doing what we thank you for being supportive of what we're trying to do here. The next topic we want to focus on so much of our happy hour, we actually join us in our happy hour for some cartels. Now, you may have one. I'm good with that. I'm all right with that. As well as talk about some happy things. We're going to have conversations about happy things. And thriving to being the best in a relationship should be a happy topic. We're going to give a shout out to Sue_Young_31. Say good morning. Where he is good morning. Thank you so much, Sue. It's Keith. Thank you so much. Remember, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Bob, my brother, thank you so much for part of it. We also have Sasha_White. Thank you, Sasha, for being a part. She says hi. Hi, Sasha. Thank you so much. Jocko joining us. Thank you, Jocko, for taking time to be a part of this as well. Mr. Dot Magic 852 joining us. Thank you, Mr. Magic. Aaron Stevens 858 joining us. Thank you so much. Thank those individuals slowly join us. I want to give them a shout out to let them know thank you for taking time. We also want to look at what does a thriving relationship look like. Some people really don't have a true understanding of a thriving relationship. They may want to complicate things. Let me tell you, a thriving relationship is a healthy relationship. It is growing. It's day by day. And to be able to have a healthy relationship, these are the things you must focus on. You must focus on honesty, trust, respect, open communication, self-love, dedication, devotion, commitment, compromise. These are the things that are so important. That's just a few. You can take that, and that's how a thriving, a healthy relationship looks like. Because if you have these things between partner/mate, it takes effort and compromise from both people to meet those things, being honest, being trustworthy, being respectful, being committed, being able to compromise, open communication, as well as effective communication, adhesion, devotion. These are the things that are so important for a thriving, healthy relationship. There is no imbalance of power. One person don't think they have more power than the other person. What you have to do is kind of work within that area and the focus of thriving, being better, growing. See, partner slash mate respect each other independence, can make their own decisions. And a lot of times people don't think they can make their decision without fear of retribution, retaliation. See, these two things you shouldn't have to do. You should be wanting to be in a shared decision-making process. That's what a relationship is, shared, because you're both independent. You come into the relationship bringing whatever you have in your background, because we have our own custom, we have our own level of understanding about things, and we work on those things. We do the best we can, so we have to take time to focus on, let's be successful, let's grow, let's make it happen. Let's not take time wasting out here spinning our hands and spinning our wheel in the same place. That is not a thriving relationship. That is a struggling relationship. Give a shout out to our next sponsor, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Or check her out. Actually, you know, once you type it in, you're requesting to be a friend, and she has spots open to make friends and also give you an inventory and prices, so you know exactly the interest there. She might want to see the small sample, but she has many pop-up stores, small mom-and-pop business that started off in the home and moved to a venue, but they do pop-up. They travel throughout South Central Alabama and offer those products to you. So check them out. That's Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Contact her at 251-369-1344. Let's support Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Let's move forward from discussing things your relationship needs to thrive in. See, you need to have these particular things for your relationship to thrive in. Said, note that thriving relationship, I want you to keep this in mind, don't happen by accident, because it's all about work. See, we had a topic the other day, was relationship, faith or fear. See, people always talk about manifesting. No, you have to have faith, because faith without work is dead. James 2:17. See, it is dead. So you have to put in mind that if you want to thrive, it's not by accident. You're going to put the work in so you can be successful. It requires work, effort, time, and a shared commitment to make things work. It's important that in this relationship, if you want it to thrive, what you want to look positive, it needs to focus on that first thing is communication. Open and effective communication. Trust. Being trustworthy. Respectful. You have to be respectful. You want people to respect them? That is really a big challenge. That's tough to bite off. That's a big piece that you don't want to bite off. You be respectful. Quality time. You have to put in quality time with those individuals if you want your relationship to thrive. Don't give them the bottom of the barrel. You're so busy, you got 80% out trying to do everything else, and only give them 20%. Or vice versa. It's still not a 100% effort on your part. And it's all about time. It's talking about effort, talking about communication, talking about respect, talking about trust, then emotional intimacy. See, people got to understand, well, say, well, you don't show any emotion, and you figure you got a intimacy is making sure you can give that hug, making sure you can be able to touch, put the affection mixed in with the emotional part. See, you're showing it how you feel, showing that you're willing to love on that person that you say that you're in love with. See, if a relationship thrives, you truly have to be vulnerable enough to be in love, because you're going to love from your inner self. And when you decide that you don't want to do that anymore, then you need to let that person know that I can't do this anymore. Don't continue to lead them on, because you feel like if I hold on to this person long enough, maybe if this don't work out, I can find somebody, have time to find somebody else. But you need to treat them right. So you got to support them and encourage them. Have shared values. Be acceptive. You got to be accepting. You got to be agreeable. You have to be cooperative. Why is that so hard for people to understand? We have to fight. Why we need to fight? We put the armor down in our heart, because the inside here is the breastplate of armor to protect you, and that's coming, whatever's happening, coming from your heart. Physical intimacy. It don't always have to be sexual. It could be a touch. It could be a hand, holding hands. It could be opening the door. Making sure the chair's out and pushing the chair. Doing these things that people sometimes don't really appreciate. And sometimes they really want it. So you can tell a person who's really feminine, they'll come to the door and just stop and wait for that gentleman, or wait for that chivalry to happen. But we've got so now, you got to fight for everything. You got to fight hard, because I don't want nobody to hurt me. Then you go out and you hurt people because of your lack of ability to understand that you have to allow your vulnerability to put in place, especially in a relationship. You know, I had a conversation with someone recently. They was talking about the person they had an interest in them, really good guy, and they was just talking about, you know, they wanted the person wanted to get married, or they got years on their belt. But the one I was speaking with don't want to get married. But I told them, but you know what? Don't continue to lead them on. Allow them to break away and go find someone who's going to be able to give them what they want, because you can't. And if you have them sit, hang on until you decide, you know how that's going to be, because the minute you decide to do it, all hell is going to break loose. Because you took them through this process that you wouldn't have to do. So physical intimacy is important. Cooperation is important. Being agreeable is important. Being friendly is important. Conflict resolution is something you need to work on. because you're going to have challenges in a relationship. You're going to have conflict. My frat brother, Timothy Kenny. Minister, thank you so much for joining us. You know, I tell you, good evening to you, my brother, for joining us out of the great state of Georgia. So you have to understand, if you want to have peace, you want to have joy and love, you have to put the armor down. You have to trust and believe in our Lord and Savior, that you know he's going to protect you, because he's going to protect this inner self, because that's involved your heart and your soul. He's going to protect it. But you got to put trust in and believe in it. See, that's what you need in that relationship so you can thrive. Needs like communication, openly and effectively. Trust, trustworthy. See, if you can't trust yourself to go in, well, how are you going to trust anybody else? Respect. When you disrespect you actually disrespect yourself when you disrespect others. Quality time. You control that now. We, not just quality time, we control two things. No one will ever take it away from our time and our effort. So you're going to determine whether you're going to give quality time to this relationship. Support and encouragement. You have to be there to support and encourage. Shared values. First of all, what are your values? Two people talking about values. What are your values? What are your beliefs? You have to answer that question. Acceptance. You got to be willing to accept change. See, those are three things you ought to be working on when you're thriving in your relationship. Put them at that top. You can write whatever you want to do on the peace, whatever you want to put on the joy, whatever you want to put on the love. But you need to make sure those are the goals by doing the things that are needed to be successful. You have to definitely do that. Let's give a shout out quickly to our next sponsor. I tell you, this group is, it just keep me going every day. I'm excited because I'm trying to be a part of what we're trying to do. This is a member of the Blue and White family, members of the Blue and White family, a husband and a wife, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Sorry, he's a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville. His wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and they own a business. And I tell you, awesome to know that Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama, doing some awesome things at the best southern food in the South. Well, I'd be just spinning right now. Maybe we'll get it up, but we're going to continue until it's able to come up. See, and I think it's just one of those situations. Sometimes it's just spinning. It may come in here in a minute. But truly, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama is located at Highway 106 West, 2620 is the address, Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out as Mr. Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, his wife, Sorar Katrina Roper Smith. Their business is growing, making it do with one of the only places down in that area that provides you with an opportunity with something a little different. So we truly want you to give them a holler. If you're traveling down 65, say you're coming from Atlanta, you're coming from trying to get down to Mobile or get to Houston, get New Orleans. If you're coming from the north, especially from the Chicago and the Great Lake areas, you're coming down 65, even if you're coming from Detroit, if you get to Detroit 75, 75 will take you down to the Orlando, but you want to get to your cross 65. I'm sorry, your cross 85 and then 65, and then you'll get a chance to pass by on Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. And we're truly thankful for having them as sponsors. You can give Mr. Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Katrina Roper Smith, both of them, as I say, brother and Sarah. Give them a call, 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. That's Mary Ruth Restaurant. So truly, it's a blessing to be able to talk about them, have them support what we're doing. As we move forth on thriving in a relationship, we want to look at, in essence, three things that make a relationship better. See, because you want to be winning. Relationship, you want to be winning. We're going to give Joanna Williams a shout out. Number eight, thanks so much. Thank you for taking time. We have Westbrook typed out. Thank you, Westbrook. We also have Alex Britt. Thank you. We have Alicia underscore Monette. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Slowly as they come in, I want to give them a shout out. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So, send me a heart. Send me a like. Thank you. You know, if you want to just type in something, it would be nice to just have you type in and let her know that you're listening. You can be interactive. What are your thoughts about a thriving relationship? What are your thoughts about being in a relationship and winning? What are your thoughts about making that relationship better? I'd like to hear from you. But these are three things that makes relationship better or thrive. And one of the things about a healthy relationship, so you have to keep this in mind, a healthy relationship, a thriving relationship, shares a core component. Those components are mutual respect. See, a healthy relationship, a long-lasting relationship, a thriving relationship, both individuals respect each other. And that's a very important part, because it's all a part of the things that we need to focus on to have a thriving relationship. One of them is respect. So you want to be a mutual respect. The next component that considers the core is mutual trust. You got to trust one another. Don't come in half in, half out, not believing. I can think about about 10 years now, relationship that I was in, and the individual, the young lady always said, because of her bad experience with me, she always said, cheat. And I always try to bring up the data. Okay, let's look up the data and see how it falls based on studies being done. And we'll find out it's about 4% different in men and women cheating. Because you got to remember, men cheating with who? The women. And the women cheating with the men. It was like 28% for men and 24% for ladies or women. So not all. That means that within that small margin, that means 70%, 72% don't cheat in life of men. So just talking with that, sharing that, so you got to understand you have to have mutual trust. That's a core component. And the next thing that's so important, mutual affection. You can't tell me that you want to be in a relationship and you can't show affection. And you can get better because you have to keep doing it again and again and again. See, when you're with your mate or partner, you got to be able to trust them. You have to respect them. Then you have to have that googly eyes, and that tingling inside to show them that affection as well as they can show it. So it's mutual now. We're talking about three cores, and it's involved being mutual, both people doing it. Mutual respect, mutual trust, mutual affection. It's something that requires hard work. You don't need to talk about it. See, some people like to talk. They get on the keyboard and they can talk a good game. But when they actually in a relationship, consider the relationship, they lack those core components. anything, no one has to prove anything for you to respect them. You already, when you meet someone, you already have that respect for that person because you really don't know that person. And if somebody told you about that person, you have to consider the source. So mutual is putting the work in to get to know that individual. You want to, if you meet somebody and want to have an interview, you want to hear their voice. And like hearing me on here does not sound probably the same on a telephone, a cell phone. You want to hear, because see, you know how they're thinking by when you refuse to let me, you hide something. And we have to understand that. And as we move forth, I'm hoping I'm able to get...
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Focus now is, and our title is, Are You Thriving? We'll share some things, how you can thrive, how thriving relationships look. Now let's talk about the struggling part. See, what is relationship failure? And I want you to think about that question. You can type in your answer. What is relationship failure? Think about it. Think about some various reasons. Why relationship fail? Think about your past relationship. You know, one of the things that one of the content persons said I thought was really interesting. See, people coming out here in a relationship, and they want to have a relationship, but they always talk good about themselves. But they said the best way to find out about that person, because people can research you now. Don't think they can. And they'll talk to their past relationship mate. If they're willing to talk to you. See, that's how you know you can get. That's why it's a good relationship. No matter what happened in the relationship, you need to take time and say, I want to know, tell me what you thought about me in our relationship. Give me your thoughts. Do I have some sensible core components, what you're saying? You need to find out. See, that way you know whether you can move forward or you need to go seek some support somewhere. That's why we say we want to talk about what is relationship failure. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-419. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask me the location, then you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith on our title, Relationship, Are You Thriving or Struggling? This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one because we have listeners and watchers in 43 countries and six continents. So we're really excited about bringing this format to you. We thank you for taking time to be a part of it as well. Or you can go to the web link if you want to just check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We thank you for Thank you for taking time. So we look at the relationship failure, some various reasons why they fail. And the situation that bring about failure is sometimes unique, or it just being considered unique in general. Some of the common reasons relationship fail includes poor communication. So you can't have a one-size-fits-all communication. You have to be able to understand that when you're not able to communicate in the manner where you that requires you to actually talk to a person, and the only time you think it's comfortable is on a keyboard, I'm telling you that's not good. That's poor communication. So you have to work on it. And if you're in a relationship that you want to allow it, you have an imbalance of power. Or you're in a relationship where you want to win all the time. You want to win. See, when you looking at score points every time you do something, that is a poor opportunity for your relationship to be successful. Because you're going to do it through the process of communicating. It's not going to be effective. And it's not going to be open. The next thing is the lack of trust. See, we talk about relationships being successful and what you need to focus. But when you have lack of trust, you're insecure. No, they lack trust because they can't trust themselves. Let me give a shout out to Tracy_Key_Y. Thank you so much. Cora Hendricks, thank you for taking time to be a part of. We have A Knightley Elder. Thank you so much for being a part of this as well. Crystal Blackwell Brown, thank you. I want to give a shout out to them while we have a individual join us and they just have a smiley face. Thank you. Or just have a face on there, an emoji on there. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. As we talk about failure, we said poor communication, lack of trust. You don't trust yourself, so you're not going to trust anybody else. Lack of respect. You don't respect that person. Respect is something that we all must have for one another. But you display that. I'll tell you one way people like to do it is when you talk to them, they want to jump in and cut you off, especially if you trigger them. You say something they don't hear. See, that's the lack of respect. Or while you're talking, they find something else to do, on the phone, walk away. See, that's a lack of respect. And you have to address that with those individuals. I don't care if they want to hear it or not. You cannot disrespect someone and expect them to really, really pour out their heart to you. Respect. Different priorities. I always talk about you have to put life in priorities. This is what I consider my top priority. Then I have one that might be micro. Then I have one of many. These are things I keep priorities. Your family is a priority. It's a top priority for me. My faith, my religion is a top priority for me. My work that I do is a priority. The community is a priority. Now, at the top of that is God. See, God, family, work, and community. That's how I prioritize my life. I'm a different. I don't dance to anybody else, too. I have to dance to the tune that's comfortable for me, and I ask you to do the same thing. So you have to keep in mind that you have prioritized things that are going on. So you have a different priority from your mate and your partner. It's not going to work. Lack of intimacy. So you can get them and say, well, I showed a little bit, I did a little, but you know, intimacy is you have to understand what intimacy is. See, the problem we have, a lot of people think intimacy is sex. Being able to hold on to the person that you say that you're thriving with, being able to grab a hand, put an arm around their shoulder, hug them, you know, just walk up and bear hug. Or you purchase flowers, send them flowers, or you send them a gift card. That's how you're showing your intimacy toward them. Write a note. Make a call, get a text, Those are ways of intimacy besides being stuck on the sexual part. People love to have flowers like roses. Get them to roses. Not one, once a month, twice a month. Don't let it be always a special occasion to give the roses. Because the roses are dear to their heart, especially for women. And we have to keep that in mind. You have to have emotional and have the ability to have physical intimacy. If you can't do those two, you're struggling with them, you're going to struggle in a thriving relationship, and your relationship is going to fail. Yes, it is. Other factors that's coming into play, such as social media. See, we allow social media to dictate things to us. Some people think the only way they can operate and communicate with you is by social media. And that's the only way. See, you can have social media, then you can use the technology to set up a Zoom, Google Chat. See, people, when people really want to be around you and feel that they're comfortable with you and they know they may not be there with you in the same place, you can do that. It shouldn't be a big challenge. You have to make room for it because it means a lot, because it's part of a factor that can cause a relationship to fail. It contributes to some of the issues that we have in our relationship. I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. It's always good to have this young man here. A conversation with him earlier today. Talking about tax time. He's trying to get them tax ready. This is L&T Store Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
You want your relationship to thrive, you gotta have a hard work. Take the note from L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Anthony Stalwart. Go to Facebook and type in Anthony Stalwart. You can connect with them that way, as well as you can give them a call at 334-300-7401. Just check with him. He's in South Central Alabama. He do lawn service, manicure lawns. He moves items and trash away from the land, clean it off, have you looking beautiful, and he will tell you the price. Thank you so much, Mr. Stalwart, for being a part of it. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Matter of fact, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Mr. Stalwart, Brother Stalwart, for doing what you're doing and making a difference in your community and pretty much in our community. As we move forward to look at reason why the relationship collapse, these are some reasons why. We just said, what is relationship failure? Now let's see why a relationship collapsed. One of them is trust issues. You don't trust them, it's going to collapse. Different expectations. You got to have expectations. That's what I'm talking about, expectations. What are you expecting? What do you want? What do you need? I just want to be there and provide that to you. Because I want this relationship to work. I truly want it to work. Also, you have moving through life at different speeds. That causes a relationship to collapse. You're moving through life. You're doing a lot of things that's different. Your schedule may be different. And all you have to do is make sure you adjust your schedule to fit. Find something you can do together. Whatever it may be, it could be as simple as getting together and getting your manicure and pedicure. Simple. Shouldn't be no shame in your game. Up the game up. do better. That way it won't collapse. Just because you work at different times don't mean you can come together and make time that you can sit down and talk about what you need to talk about or do things together. Go to movies. Go out and have something to eat. Have a drink. Communication issues. You talk about effective communication. We talk about it all the time. In every show we have effective communication. First of all, you understand effective communication is an art. And it's a skill that we all must have if we want to be successful. That is, having active listening skill is the first skill dealing with effective communication. The second one is being able to think about what you heard. That's putting that largest brain in your body, our largest muscle in your body, to work and think about what will be an answer, a response that get clarity or shows you understand. And the next thing is being able to articulate that to that individual your response and let them know that you heard what they said. That old saying they used to say, especially some older people, some of your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents, say right now, because some of them I know listening have great-great-grandparents, at least great-grandparents living, is that it went in one ear and went out the other. See, it didn't speak at all in that between the 2 ears. That's all it's saying, because she was not listening effectively. It becomes an issue. The next thing is life habit abuse. See, we have things that we in life that we abuse individuals. See, with some of the words that come out of your mouth sometimes, your action. See, love is all about, we always talk about on the Love Cafe here, is that it's not all about hurt, humiliation, and abuse. See, you can constantly say things to people. They may not respond to it, but it hurts them or it humiliates them, especially if it's around other people. So you create these habits that are put into play. Just because what happened to you in that previous relationship, you should not bring that to your new or the future relationship, because or potential relationship. Because you have to understand, if you don't get support and help and get healing, you're not going to be good in the next relationship. So understand, don't create these habits just because you went to a relationship that was toxic and that person had infidelity. Every person from that point on, not going to have it. See, first of all, they're not the problem, not the future, not the problem. It's you. Because, see, you're still holding that anger and that grudge against somebody that had nothing to do with it before. So you create the habit not trusting individuals. So in essence, you're abusing them. Your words, you emotionally abuse them. See, one thing about when they down, it's abuse, and it's not always physical abuse. It's emotional abuse. It's financial abuse. It's spiritual abuse. It's mentally abuse. See, we get caught up thinking it's all physical. Sometimes just because you did not do anything physical, but your words can cut deep into someone. So you do that because all the thing you know is fighting and fighting, because you had to fight to survive in that relationship 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago. You wouldn't let go. You didn't get any healing. That those were traumatic experiences that need to be provided to help you get over those so you can heal and be in a better position in the next relationship. Growing apart. That happened often. People grows apart. Boredom. You get bored with that person. Stale. Relationship gets stale. Give a shout out to Sexy Lily Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Take your time to be a part of this. Again, Westbrook and Ty, hit it twice. Rejoin us. Thank you so much, Westbrook, for taking time. We're going to give a shout out to Paul, John, look like Shiver. Thank you so much. Also to David 691. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. See, you can be a part of the show by calling in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. phone number at your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo Smith on our title today, Relationship. Are you thriving or struggling? It's a happy hour talk. You're joining us because we really appreciate you doing this, but we're going to talk about happy things as well as we're going to have a cocktail during happy hour. Thank you so much for being a part of each and every one of you all. Our next thing is rut. You get caught up in a rut. You can't get out of that because you keep doing the same thing. And you know, but people that do the same thing and expecting a different result, it's insanity. Let's get out of that rut. Let's move forward. And money issue. I told you, people can abuse you through financial aspects too. That's why people fight so hard. I'm going to go get this so I can get my own money. I won't have to deal with it. I'm not going to have that person abuse me that way or cause our relationship to clash. You got to still have a discussion about it. It ain't about, it's not a war between you and that person. You got to get together and work on that. Truly, this is your focus if you want to have a successful relationship. Each of these things that's identified causing collapse of relationship, you need to work on it. Make sure you have yourself in order before you present yourself out of a relationship. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship. Family, friend, romantic, just simply church, work. You have to make sure you get yourself in order. The next thing is, why are so many people flopping at relationship and dating and are dating? Some of the main reasons why people are flopping at relationships, first of all, we go back to the loss of trust, poor communication, lack of respect, priority differences, and little intimacy. Those are some of the main things, but there's a couple of other things that come into play as well, and those things are, you know, what happened? Thought we had that all set up, that wouldn't be, individual wouldn't call in, but seemed like they fight through, just had to do it anyway. One of the other things, complacency. You get complacent. See, you can avoid getting us complacent by making a commitment to demonstrate your interest, your appreciation, and your love on a consistent basis. That's one of the words that come in to see that one of my co-hosts out of Berkeley, California, that's ministered to New Stemness, she always say, you give a bunch, you give the seed, but don't forget about consistency. Being consistent in what you're doing is very important. Don't slack up. Don't go deal with tell things you don't want to deal with. It's consistently based on using your words and your gestures. It's important to continue to be and become exciting, caring, healthy, and adventurous as a person in a relationship. Nothing kills a mistake-free relationship faster than letting good things go bad. Whenever you let them go bad, and when the relationship, you're going to lose that opportunity to continue to be successful. That's complacency. Old wounds, new upsets. See, people still in that past relationship hadn't healed. So they bring the wounds into the relationship. Going on today. See, even though you may experience a normal childhood, but we all have wounds. See, wounds are caused because of hurt, or caused by hurt, or hurtful things, confusion, and our painful experience. That old saying that devotion the other night we were talking about. Making sure we don't get caught up in being hurtful, doing things to hurt individuals, and you ask for forgiveness. So God's going to forgive all of us. no matter how many times you do it. Send his only begotten Son to die for each and every one for our sins. But the biggest problem people have is that they don't forget that pain. They don't forget the confusion that went along with that. They don't forget that hurt. And don't forget it. Give a shout out to Barbara and Booth. Thank you so much. Billy Fox, thank you for coming on. We also have Paul John. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for being a part. So, old wounds, if you don't get it healed, they will always be there. You go take it out on someone. I always say I don't ever want to be in a relationship, but I recognize that people got these wounds or have these situations they never heal from. I'm not going to be your collateral damage. You couldn't get to that person that you allow yourself to put yourself in that situation, or they maybe enforce whatever, but you won't punish me for it. You're not going to punish me for it. I refuse to let that happen. I can't do it. See, new upsets also come into play because when you become, you know, getting on your pain experience as a child or an adult, because of the hurt, the confusion, and the experience they had that was not a good experience, can lead to you having new upset. This is going to your new relationship. So you have to be very careful about that. You have the little old ex, the little old ex attraction ratio. See, a lot of time people run into that. That little old ex attraction ratio comparing the new relationship with the old relationship. We're going to put a pin right there. We got a couple things we're going to discuss right there. But we're going to shout out to our sponsor, Lena Hayden Webb. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're trying to do. She's Blue Impression Publisher. We want to share.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publications. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
Give a shout out to Blue Impression Publisher. The owner is Lena Payton Webb, member of Zephyr Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's in the lower part of the state of Alabama, South Alabama. Give her a call at the number that was mentioned, which is 833-951-2665. That's Blue Impression Publisher. They can work with you, helping you get your publishing thought process into order, but help you with your book. Help you find the best source that's going to let you put everything together so you can put it on paper. So truly check them out, and it's a great opportunity because we support what they're doing. I know she has a coloring book that she's been selling on Amazon. I also have a new book coming out in the next month. So we'll make sure we get a copy of that and have it available to give it to you when you let us know you want it, because we're going to wrap it off or we're going to give it to you. And so you maybe can look at it and see will it help you. But get back to the little old ex attraction. See, one of the biggest single pitfall in a relationship involves daters placing physical attraction. You know, but we also have to understand that it's going to have to cause you to be attracted to that person to the point that you're able to recognize who they are. So being in mind that males and females have different ways that they see individuals. And I'll give you a quick example, and we'll move beyond this. It's dealing with physical attraction. See, if you with your friend, your girlfriend, she got her mate with you, and y'all out on a threesome, because there's three of y'all, and somebody that was actually unique, and the first thing as a female comes out of their mouth is they usually got a job. What do you do for a living? So that's the financial part right there. But for a male, if there was three, you the third leg or third leg on this situation, and the couple said, we got somebody who wants you to meet, the first thing is say, how does she look? See, it does start off with that. It's saying don't get caught up on it. It's a pitfall, but it does come into play. I was thinking about Friday, where the two gentlemen, the stars, were sitting on the porch, and the young lady, he said, Janet Jackson, and he thought Janet Jackson was coming when she came and saw some things, and she pulled off a top piece up there, and he was just going crazy. Don't call me, I'll call you. So it is a physical attraction for me. We're not the same. We don't have the same things that draws our attention. And you got to understand that. We understand that we're not going to come to you broken dusty because you're not going to have time for us. See, it's not wrong, but there are some other things that you have to make sure you look at. So you have to also move from that point. But you got to get beyond that point. That is that part of our little cafe called the star and appetite on the lust stage. You see them, you lust at them, but you want to know more. That'll move to the next stage, which is acquaintance stage, which is the attraction part, and you can't get around. Once you get there, you have to look at some other things that'll put you into a positive mindset. You need to include things like spirituality, values, and entry. But you're not going to get to that until you get past those social status and the physical attraction. You're not going to get to it. You can say what we want to say. That's just how it works. So most attraction is still in the play. Next thing, ignore your internal compass. See, we have intuition. It's the single most important tool that you have in a dating adventure. Your intuition. Sometimes people refer to your gut. See, your gut will be telling you don't do it. That voice saying don't do it. But you said, well, I'm going to try it out because I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Then when it don't work out, you get angry with everybody. Especially, you know, when a lot of times these guys, it happens with them, they get mad. They see all of them the same way. Women do the same thing. Men, you see them the same way. But your gut feeling was telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. See, data has proven that nearly half of Americans think dating is hard now than it was 10 years ago because we're in what we call a hookup culture. We don't have no problem hooking up. Sometimes we Netflix and get it on. So we don't get to the point to get to know someone so you can see that little old X attraction. See, because we're going to ignore that. Because all we see is one thing that we want to get out of that. We're looking at our wants, not our needs. So it's a little tougher now to actually be dating. Sometimes become dumb. Because what you probably really need to honestly say, you have to put yourself in. When you start off intentionally, see, you got to say you are intentional about what you're doing. You got to be intentional about dating. See, some reason why things are so today and harder today than 10 years ago is the physical and emotional risk. No one on the risk is physical and emotional. You don't want to do it. These advances in technology. So you got to realize that somebody has an interest in you, they're gonna Google you, besides that, they'll pay money to check on you. Because no one want to be put in a risky situation. It's also becoming harder to meet people. So you'll meet people running by in the hookup culture, but you want to meet someone that you want to be intentional about. It's hard. Then you have the shift in the social expectation, the hookup. So you try to develop a hookup, then to get down sit down and spend some time with someone. They kind of scare us because we're not able to sit down and have meaningful conversations and so afraid of the risk that comes along with it. This is what we're dealing with. Now, the best way to fix it, you know, be honest with each other. Sit down and address the problems face-to-face without escalating the issue. Let go of the past. I'll still hold on to the past. That requires you to stop stalking your ex. That's what you need to start with. Furthermore, make sure you avoid being friends with your ex, as it will not make you move on. Avoid the tendency to try to change them. You can't change people. People change themselves. Do not impose your desires on your ex. Because, see, they're already doing the best they can. Learn to be secure in yourself and your relationship. Work to achieve open communication, including healthy arguments or debates. See, a perfect relationship isn't one without fights. You're going to have some disagreement. It's a relationship where two people find place for common ground, compromise. That's what it is, a place of compromise. You want to get along with someone? You need to take time to understand this. Because you got to have a goal. And in that goal is that even in your healthy argument, you find balance and you find the compromise. So you both must work on appreciating your differences. Our final thought, when we're talking about are you thriving or struggling, understand what thriving is. That's getting better. Struggling is that you're stuck in one place or you're regressing. And you have to move forward. So in the dating game and the relationship, be intentional. That's how you can thrive, because you know how you stand in that relationship. Understand that gender operates differently. All the gender is not the same. We're not all the same how we see things. Respect it. Find out that what that gender really looks at and focuses on. Don't let them know you better than you know them. That's not going to work. You're always going to be fighting an uphill battle, because that's what comes along with trying to work through the relationship. Again, be intentional. Say what you have to say from the beginning. Let them know I'm intentional because I want to favor my outcome. That is the biggest key to the success of any relationship or dating. And the last thing we want you to focus on when you're in a thriving, healthy relationship, good communication has to be a priority. Good communication with your partner involves listening, talking, and appreciates and contributes to the relationship. Trust is another essential part of it. It's a component for a healthy and thriving relationship. Respect must be mutual. Trust must be mutual. We have to always keep in mind the emotional intimacy. It's about being vulnerable and opening, being open with your partner. They share their feelings, their fears, their dreams. You should be, both of y'all should be able to do that with each other. Understand, when you're feeling deeply emotional, you need to be able to connect with that person. If you degrees, then your relationship is likely to thrive and not struggle. It did also come before you. We got several people joining. I want to give a shout out. This looks like it's Dave. Thank you so much for joining us. Anthony, Rich, Richard, thank you so much. Incognito, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to every one of y'all for taking time. Bear.4500, thank you, Bear, for taking time to be a part of this. Again, each and every one of y'all, thank you. Join us tomorrow. We have a show at 3:30, which is our sports talk show, which is Balling with the Doc. This show has swag. We're going to talk about historical black colleges and universities. We're going to talk about our Power Five or our Coach's Corner, and we're going to mix a little high school in as well. We look forward to having an awesome show tomorrow. Check us out at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one because God has blessed us to be here. As we get ready to close out, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for taking time to be a part of what we're doing. We're just trying to make a difference. We want to be impacted. It's a blessing to be able to do that. I want to tell each and every one of you, I love you all. It's from my heart. No matter how you feel about me, you're not going to change what my heart is. I love you. From my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag we got this. We're excited about having it. Hashtag make it do what it, again, make it do what it do with WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we're so excited to have you here today. I tell you, it's a blessing to have you again. I'm enthused. I'm excited. It's all about faith, not fear. It's all about thriving and not struggling. This is what we're all about in relationships. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We want to play our last sponsorship here. It's good to have this group. These are awesome individuals. They are partners with us. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we're glad to have them as a partner with you, with what we're doing here on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. These are the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
High school and a group of five. So truly, truly, we thank you for joining us. And we just want to play one more thing as we get ready to leave here with all the rights to the music. But we want to play it because, see, it's just an opportunity to give thought and appreciation to some awesome music. I tell you, we just ask you to be a part of it. And this is all about the shipping talk. See, you're in a relationship and you want, well, you're ready to play your shipping calls. Shipping calls here do not mean dollar signs. It means either you're thriving or you're going to be struggling. What do you want to do? Check this out.
This your boy Ronnie Bell, coming to y'all once again, you know, with this real talk, real music. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, you know, you ladies are wondering why you're not having the success that you deserve. And I know some of you don't want to hear it, but the truth is, it's your man.
You gotta gain him weight, boy. It's only so much a woman can say. She's losing her hair, yeah. All because you're still there. You keep putting her down, down. Every time his friends come around, she's drinking and thinking, she's drowning in debt, constantly sinking. Getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way. Whatever it is, it don't matter. I'll pay the shipping cost. You on Greyhound, pack your things and never come back around. I'll pay for a megabus, bus. You gotta go, can't stay here no more. Priceline.com, come. I'm willing to pay.